my life goes on in endless song, above earth's lamentations.
Margaret Keys has risen to prominence in recent years after giving up her primary school teaching job to pursue a career in music. She's appeared in countless shows, including Songs of Praise. Her public appearances began as a youngster in the Derry Fesh.
I came back to Derry and I became a teacher and taught music as well. But then I was offered a record deal with Universal Classics and decided to kind of take a break from teaching. And really the rest is history. Things have just kind of taken off since then. I've been very fortunate in the opportunities that I've had.
This weekend, Margaret Keys will be part of a major event called Festival of Families, an international celebration of family, community and faith. Many artists will perform for Pope Francis on his first official visit to the United States. The soprano says it's an opportunity of a lifetime.
It's very daunting, I suppose, in a way, but I'm just going to try and enjoy it. To perform for Pope Francis in the World Meeting of Families, and to perform on a stage with Andrea Bocelli and lots of world artists is indeed, I suppose it's cliche, but it is a dream come true, and I'm very, very honoured and indeed humbled to be invited to be a part of such a big event.
Do you think Aretha Franklin will be rocking and rolling, or will she be a bit more reserved because it's the Pope?
I'm sure she'll do her thing, and we all know Pope Francis is very laid back, and I was in Rome there just in June, and the response, he's very human, and the public love him, and I think that's part of his endearing qualities that people love, and that's why I'm even more excited, because he's very human, he's very down to earth, and I think that the range of people that he's asked to come to perform, it's not just classical or religious performers, it's an array of different performers, so I think that shows you what he's like in itself.
Margaret Keys will join a list of global celebrities in Philadelphia, including Andrea Bocelli and Aretha Franklin, who'll be performing for Pope Francis. Back home, the Bishop of Derry, Dr. Donal McKeown, says it's a tremendous honour for Margaret Keys.
Well, the one thing that struck me in the 16 or 17 months since I've been here is the phenomenal depth of musical talent that this city has and the amount of music that's involved liturgically and culturally all around the city. So I'm not in the slightest bit surprised that somebody from the city who's made a big name for herself in the States already should be involved, along with Andrea Bocelli and many other wonderful people, in providing music to help people reflect on the theme of the International Congress for the Family.
Bishop Donal McKeown says that when Margaret Keys performs for Pope Francis, there'll be immense pride along the banks of the Foyle.
I think the Irish have always that great sense of being proud of the neighbours' wains. And for very, very many people, certainly in the city here, this is one of the neighbours' wains. They know her, they know her family, they know her siblings, they know her mother, they know her relations and so on. And I think people are justifiably proud of what so many people from this city have achieved and continue to achieve over the years.
Margaret Keys says she's relishing the big occasion. An estimated 1.2 million people will take in the event, not to mention the worldwide audience.
I mean, obviously there will be some kind of nerves, but I would hope that I can draw my experience now. I am a professional now, and I think sometimes you just have to talk to yourself and you have to say, well, this is the opportunity that you've always wanted to have, and you have to enjoy it, and then maybe call on some kind of divine inspiration to help.
Will you be as nervous as you were when you were performing at the Derry Fesh, do you think?
Oh no, the Derry Fesh was, that was a league in itself. That was a brilliant, brilliant time, and I certainly can say that was the foundations of my career at 4 years of age.